Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Woman's Cave.
Hey, we did it together. High five. I'm Jade, by the way.
High five, ladies.
Yes. See, even our wonderful guest has something to say about this. This is fantastic. So, you guys, as you know.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
You remember to introduce us, like, right on the tail end, like we were professional or something.
Oh, we don't do that here.
Oh, my goodness.
Segway it out. Go ahead and segue it out.
Okay, I can't even. Okay, now she just, like, messed up my segue. I thought I was going to have a smart one, but I didn't. So that's a lie.
You don't have to. That's okay, because you're just there being who you are.
Absolutely. I love our guests. Like, this is amazing. Okay, so you guys, you know we are the authors and co-founders and just about co-everything with 11 other wonderful, beautiful, fantastic
ladies. Wow, you ran out of adjectives.
I thought maybe you had a couple that you wanted to add today.
I couldn't go with magnanimous, but I mean, come on.
Ladies.
That's so for me.
Says the narcissist. Okay. So, and we co-authored these books, And I Thought Divorce Was Bad with Other Life Lessons, And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy.
It's in stock!
I mean,
Someone buy it!
We're happy about it, but then we're sad about it. You know how you're like, yay, I have it, and you're like, oh, but it could be in someone else's hands. Anyway, And I Thought I Could Juggle It All, And I Thought I Did My Journey Alone.
Wait, I'm almost there. Hold on. It's a tiny one.
One more! And I thought I did my journey alone. Woohoo!
Jade's favorite one.
Yes, because I wrote the back, you guys. Hold on, let me show you.
Let's see. Very nice.
Yes, and I'm not even being humble about it, so that's horrible. And
I thought
I had it all figured out. A fiction, it is also a script, so Hollywood, look at this face, you know, you want it on the screen somewhere.
Okay, yes, I just want to be the writer.
So okay, make it happen. This is a TV episode, make it happen.
We didn't say we wrote it very well, we just said we wrote it, right?
Yeah. We don't have to write it well, you guys write it better. And then make the actor say the word.
That'll work. And you can find all of this on andwethought.com, amazon.com, and bondsandnoble.com. And if you go to andwethought.com, I swear, as frugal as she is, she does not like to make money. Because every time I do this, you guys, she always has her finger up in the air like, I have something missing. You can find all of this on andwethought.com, amazon.com. Never mind. The ladies page to the bottom, charities, TV show, we have Just Writing Life. It's on Amazon. Check it out. Episode 1, don't watch it. Episode 2 through 3 and all the other ones, check that out too. And we're moving on to our wonderful guests. Yep.
All out my mouth. Anyway, wonderful guests, would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, I don't know if I can beat you two. You girls look fabulous. You're doing a great job. Y'all got your stuff together, so I don't know. I'm just going to throw myself out there a little bit. I'm Melinda Cooper, and I am living the dream. I have Living the Dream business, and I love what I do. I do it passionately. And I'm ready to help other people do theirs.
So you just do the business of living the dream. Are there any subsidiaries? I mean, how do you do this business?
Well, actually, I am just now expanding. I'm doing some partnerships. You know how that goes, right? You know, all of a sudden you have to start looking at the contract, looking at who's going to do what, how it's going to roll before you start putting that name on the bottom line. But that's where I'm at now, and I do collaborations with other people, but Living the Dream business is actually expanding and getting some partners.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, Winona, you have nothing to say because I know you were going to say it. Does it have anything? Could we be a part of Living the Dream?
You already are Living the Dream.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well, Winona, you didn't say it because I wasn't going to say it, but
go ahead.
Because you normally... Okay.
Normally it's all me.
So how did you come up with the idea of living the dream in your company?
Well, the idea was that I have 20-plus years in corporate America, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I started working when I was 2. So, you know...
Absolutely.
I had to do something with the extra years. But anyway, so what I did was... through all my experience and everything, I decided it was time for me to get out and find my own little part, you know, because it really is true that if you want to be rich, if you want to live your dreams, if you want to do it, you got to do your own. You can't be doing somebody else's business and think, oh, yeah, that's mine. It's not. you know? And so your passion and love can only go as far as they let you. So you need to get out and fly those wings, flap them hard and work as much as you can to do what you really want to do and what brings out your passion. So I went out there and I've been doing that, and I absolutely love it. I love working with women. I love working with people, entrepreneurs who are out there trying to flap their wings and say, okay, how do I do this? What do I need to do? Where do I go from here? So I sit together with them and I consult and I say, where are you going? What's going on? We set up goals. We do some strategies, you know. So it's mm-hmm. pretty much what every entrepreneur, I'm going to say it this way, there runs through their mind, right? When you started thinking about your business, come on, you had a checklist. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. Oh my God, what about this? Oh God, yeah, right? Yes. So you can't help but think about it. You can't help but think about it. So that's where your dream started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, did we sit down on a checklist? I think maybe we'll know to have one later.
I did later on. Yeah. This was born out of necessity to keep a book going. The first mm-hmm. one. And then, poof, that we got a brand. And I'm not quite sure how that happened. We ended up with, like, a podcast and radio. Yeah. And it just happened. It just happened.
But it happens because you girls had your passion, right? You were going after it, right?
Yes, right, definitely. We went after it. And I think we went after a little too hard because stuff just happened.
You know what? And that's what it takes. People don't get it. You know, I always tell people, just keep going. Just keep going. And they don't see that. I'm like, unless you see it, that you're just going to keep on going, one day you're going to be at the top of where you're going to be.
Exactly. I believe I wrote a poem on that called Paradise View, where everyone else can see, oh my goodness, you're going to make it. And you're like, all I can see is that I got to do one more step and another step. And I just, if I just keep going and I'm so tired, I don't want to keep going. And then voila, you get to a peak and you're like, oh, this is the view they were talking about. I'm not quite at the summit, but it's the view.
You're beginning to see it. And, you know, once you begin to see it and truly, I say absorb it. Mm-hmm. Did you notice you pick up tempo?
Yeah.
Your speed picks up, your momentum. You're like, oh, I see it. You know, I always think of it as there's two movies. One of them is The Wizard of Oz, where they begin to see the green emerald city, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And they start running. Okay.
Yes.
And then they see the Blues Brothers. Right, and when they're like, we're almost there, there's the palace, that's where we're gonna sing and do our thing, right? And they really start charging the doors, and that's what it's about. You know, once we believe in it, once we are able to see it, you know what, we start running as fast as we can to it.
So how do you help new entrepreneurs get ready? Do you do consulting services, you know, podcast, magazine, what?
Well, actually, at the moment, I'm doing a digital magazine. In September, I'm busting out Living the Dream podcasting.
Nice. So
I'm busting that out. Yeah, that's my next step. Because I do digital magazine, and what I do is I look for entrepreneurs who have been doing it a while. Because you know what? I don't care what anybody says. Do not let anybody tell you that someone who is just in the same boat as you are in can give you any real good experience. I am sorry, but that is not the way that baby rolls.
No.
Okay, you want somebody who has already been there, has already fell, has already fallen, has already gotten back up, has already started walking again. So I get entrepreneurs who are already at a certain level to write and for my magazine, so that way, people who are looking for answers, and you're gonna know what I'm getting here is that you can actually have someone that you can reach, right? Yeah. Someone within your reach. Because so many times the new entrepreneurs, they don't have money, or they don't know who to look for. They don't know how to trust. They don't know who, you know, because out there, there's a gazillion and one people out there, you know, peddling the same stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But unless you have a way of them getting to know you, there's no way to measure. And with Living the Dream, that's what I do. I try to give you some people that you can say, oh, I read that article. I like the way she writes. I like the way she thinks. Or, gosh, I saw her strategy. Something like this to give you something to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Something like that anchor. I'm not exactly an anchor. It's when you tie a boat. When you tie it off a boat and you bring it on in. Something to bring it on into shore. That's what, I guess that's what I would call it, right?
Right, yeah.
Is that what you would say?
Yes.
Exactly. So where do you feel like you should be going after this?
Well, I'm actually doing three different things. I've already got a book. I'm in the process of doing a book, and it's Living the Dream, Your American Piece of Pie. And I'm going through the book. The magazine is going further. I'm already doing the preparing for the podcast in September. So there's a lot of things already on the wheel spinning. It's just it hasn't been exposed yet.
Ah. Now, I'm going to take this narcissistic moment for myself.
I knew one was coming.
Yes, yes, one was definitely coming. So this e-zine, does it have a cover?
Yes, it's called Living the Dream.
Oh.
And I have people that are on the cover.
I'm just saying, can you imagine this face on the cover?
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
She
you
is.
You have to send me something that I can say, wow, this girl is living her dream.
Hey, I already got it right. From abuse victim to author to reality TV in 24 months.
She's
oh,
a mess.
Wow.
She's
that
a mess.
That is fantastic. So how did you get...
Well, no. I need a cover before I can tell my story.
She is... You know that Winona is a mess, you guys. Anytime you've ever watched the show, she's a mess. But... how it kept you flying, like soaring towards your dream? Because you said you had to flap your wings, got to hold for America, to flap real hard. But when was that moment of coasting? That moment that you felt the air pockets under your wings and you knew you were going to be okay?
I knew I was going to be okay the day that I walked into a woman's conference and to people that did not, I had not personally met. I'm not personally interviewed. And one of the ladies says, hey, you know, so-and-so, right? Do you know who this is? And the lady turns around and she looked at me. She goes, oh my God, it's Living the Dream. I went, yes, right? She, and I said, well, yes, it is. And she says, she goes, I read all your posts. I know you on Facebook. We're friends, you know. And when you walk into some place and they can pick you out, right, then all of a sudden, it makes life,
Yep, that moment.
That moment.
That moment.
It's that moment. And it was so funny. One lady, to this day, I laugh and laugh and tease her a lot. To this one day, she and I met each other and she said, are you kidding me? We have been friends for years. We've been on Facebook together, blah, blah, blah. And I laughed and laughed because I couldn't, I'm bad. I could not remember her, right? So we were at a conference. I go back to the hotel room. And do you know that this woman has said that I have been her friend for 5 years? Do you know we were not even friends or connected?
Well, I mean, you see how face of what?
Okay, I'm sorry. That's great, but now I'm scared.
You know, you think about it. I mean, that's really funny because she told me, she goes, I've been following you all this time. And I was like, oh, that's great. And I thought, you know, thank you very much. And thank you that, you know, you're following. And it makes, you know, you're very nice. And it gives me that aha moment. You're doing something right. But when you go back to verify it, it's like, oh my gosh. So I instantly, of course, requested a friend connection and a, you know, and everything that goes with it. And to this day, we have become very close and we've done some collaboration and we've done some team building and things like this together. But I got to tell you, at that first moment, you have that, they say that air pocket.
Yes.
It makes you think, this is the right place for me.
Awesome. I
mean, because you have to do a lot of flapping to get to that
yeah,
place
yep.
where you're like, yes, and I'm coasting. So any wise words as we wrap up soon, any wise words do you have to leave with entrepreneurs today?
Do not play in the shallow end. Okay. Don't bother to just get in and twinkle your toes in the water. Don't sit at the edge of the pool and splash yourself with it. No. Get yourself, get over to the very deep end of the water and jump in. Just jump in, because you know what? Anything that you want bad enough, you'll swim.
I do have one question before we wrap this up, and I know the kids like, we're running out of time. But in the future, do you think we're going to have a Living the Dream conference for ladies and gentlemen?
Actually, I am hoping so. I'm already working on that. 2018, I've already talked to a couple of people who are coming. They're actually part of my team, international. So they're going to be coming in from the international. I got some people from Canada. I got a couple of people from Argentina that I'm looking to bring in. And I've got one as far as Australia that says, I'll come and support you. So I'm definitely looking for 2018, a huge, very luxury Living the Dream event.
Ooh, don't forget my invitation.
Don't you want that face?
No. I've already had my narcissistic moment. And if I learned anything from the Hollywood producer we had before,
And she took it seriously, which was hilarious.
Yeah, she did.
We were joking.
We were so joking. And she was like, no, send me the script. I was like, I'm joking.
not being for real.
Thank you.
Huh?
You should have said great and thank you. When that door opens, put your foot in it and walk through it. That's the deep end.
Oh, yeah, she's still getting the script.
No, she was like, no, really, I want to see you. Like, oh, well, I'm not going to tell you no.
Yeah. I felt bad, though. So I'm being very gracious and conservative with my narcissistic moments. But definitely send us an invitation.
Also, where can people find you? This is literally the last question. Where can people find you?
Well, you know, I'm Melinda Cooper. And, of course, I'm on Facebook and I'm on LinkedIn and on Twitter. I'm Living the Dream. Okay. If you look on me on Facebook, it's called Living. I think it's Living the Dream Today or something like that. Living Today or something. But it's Melinda Cooper, and I'm out there. And then you find us on our business, which is brand new website from July 1st. Brand new. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! July 1st. Is livingthedreambusiness.com.
Nice.
And I'm looking forward to you ladies contacting me, and let's see how we can do some collaboration together.
Always up for collaboration.
So you guys, this has been Miss Cooper, and we thank her for joining us. And we are your ladies, and you can always find out what we're doing on Amazon, not on Amazon, and
You can find out what we're doing on Amazon if you're writing Just Right, if you're watching Just Right in Life. Everything from, like, you have to really watch it.
Yeah, so episode
including
2.
The European tour.
Episode
as well.
2 and down. Not 1, we were just playing around, being very authentic, and getting our life together. Episode 2 is better. So, episode 2 and all of our books, the And I Thought series, all on Amazon, and we can check those out also, and what we're doing on andwethought.com. You guys, just remember that wisdom is all around you if
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona
and Jade. Bye-bye.